Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back in the studio, and we have a very special guest here today. I'm super excited about this. I'm sure, pretty sure most of you know that I started doing this TV show thing here locally. It's called Selling Reading PA. Actually, it's called American Dream TV Selling Reading PA. The guy that started this whole thing is here with me on the podcast, and I'm super excited to introduce him. It's Craig Sewing. He is the founder of American Dream Media. Craig, how you doing?
I'm awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. Yeah, so I met you a couple months ago. I'm on my second airing coming up May 20th. And I have to say, I've seen a lot of different media. I've seen a lot of different things. This is a really, really exciting thing you're doing. Very exciting. And I love it because it's real.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing it. We're just we're in a position where we get to reflect your story back to your marketplace. So I love that you identified that off the top, that this is a real show, not a reality show. I think people are kind of tired of the reality TV stuff. Or even if you enjoyed, I mean, there's some okay shows out there. But look, when we're talking about things like real estate and lifestyle, personally, the shows that are manufactured drama, they're fake, whatever they produce today, you don't see it for a year. That's not really educating you. It's not really empowering you. What makes ours very different, it's a real show, not a reality show. And we position top-tier professionals such as yourself to share real stories about real neighborhoods, real people, real businesses. So it is real. And what is real besides real? So it's a nice pun on accident. But that's the intent of it, is to be something that people can watch and feel like, hey, this is actually my neighborhood. I live, work, and play here. I love it here. And here I have a voice and a guy like Brad that's a conduit to the stories of my neighborhoods. And so I think that's what's creating a lot of engagement around it.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's ingenious. I think it's really cool. I've always been involved, always liked media, always liked entertainment. And to see this going on a local level is just really cool. And I appreciate what you're doing. So how does it go from, where was the beginning and how did you get here? I mean, are you a real estate agent?
I'm not. No. So how can I not be too long-winded here? Like you, I'm a serial entrepreneur.
Gotcha.
When I was 21 years old, I worked for MTV in New York City.
Okay.
Nothing that glamorous. I got Carson Daly coffee and worked on TRL, but I did have the opportunity. So I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. I had the opportunity to live in New York City. That was a very cool experience. Came back at 21 and a half. I got into real estate and mortgage. I'm now 43, so I've been doing this stuff half my life. It was about 2009 when I had the opportunity to host a radio show here where I lived in San Diego. Now, that was not something that I was used to doing. I'm an introvert. I had no skill set, but I realized that media was a really important medium to have a story, to share a story. And we did it live to tape at 7 in the morning. Nobody was listening. And somehow I got guests to show up and do interviews. And we talked about the local marketplace and for us and what our goals with it. It was horrible, but we figured some things out. It turned into a Saturday afternoon show, and then it turned into a daily radio show, 3 hours every day in San Diego. So things progressed. They snowballed. And in 2013, the Union Tribune, which is a paper, the newspaper here in San Diego, they wanted to do a show about real estate. And so they asked me to do it. And I had no idea what I was doing, but I thought, hey, this is an even bigger advancement. Now, keep in mind, back then, Brad, there wasn't podcasts, you know, social media.
Right.
And not for business, at least. So we were really trailblazing then, when there weren't these other mediums that are so amazing today. And when the TV thing came along, again, had no idea what we were doing, but we created a little bit of a model around it. And we called it the American Dream. And coincidentally, that name is stuck. It was 2016 that I became the CEO of American Dream Media. And that's when we started taking what we were doing here in San Diego and moving it across the country. Into a show, a model, and really what's become a movement of the best in real estate as a voice for the market and their markets. As you know, this expression, all housing markets are local. So, you know, if you go watch the $1 million listing in New York, well, it could be entertaining, but if I live in St. Louis, Missouri, what does that mean to me?
Yeah,
not a whole
exactly.
lot.
Exactly.
What American Dream does differently is it's not one show. it's 70 shows in 70 cities with hosts like you that are the voice of that market, because where you live is different, not just in other cities, but in other micro markets in your own city and state. And so it gives a really hyper local focus in a very real way that highlights businesses and entrepreneurs and philanthropists. It's positive media when the world really needs it, niched in real estate.
Yeah, I agree with the whole positive thing. I mean, the real estate podcast that I have called Real Estate and You, which you're on right now, that's what we try to do too. We try to keep the doom and gloom out of our real estate show here. It's all about positive. I mean, obviously we're not going to sugarcoat anything. We're not going to make it better than it is, but we at least show people that, hey, you know, the media does a job on everything. I mean, they tend to go the doom and gloom of everything. So, that's not good for our market.
Sensationalism works.
Oh, of course it does. Yep.
Divisiveness works.
Yep.
And they make their money on how many times we click that link or you know, measuring the ratings. Pointing my TV here.
Yeah.
And I think that's it's unfortunate, because I think we're being poisoned by it.
I agree 100%. I always say the media sells headlines, we sell homes. So make sure you're listening to us instead of them. So moving on here. So how many cities are you in now, and how many people are doing this like myself across the nation?
So I don't have the exact number, but I'm ballpark 70 cities. Now, if I said, well, the show is in San Diego, well, that also can be seen in Encinitas and La Jolla and Del Mar and these different micro markets. I think you're kind of looking at about somewhere in the ballpark of 70 cities. Now, in each of those cities, we choose a cast of top tier elite professionals that we've vetted to be the voice of the market that we create the content with. So there's about, a ballpark of 700 of them across the country. And in each of those markets, those shows about those markets air on local cable, the digital networks, and garner tens of millions of views every month in social. So, the tip of the spear, I think, is the city. And then there's the host and the voice. And then there's the people that engage.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's what's amazing, because I think I'm kind of grouped under Philadelphia, I believe. But we're like an hour and 20 minutes northwest of Philly. But it's still with the city that we relate to, I think, around us. That's Reading, PA is like, it's about an hour and 20 minutes, I think, northwest.
Well, isn't that the beauty of it, though?
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're giving a voice to all the markets and maybe people who haven't heard of.
Yeah.
You live, work, and play there for a reason, and there's something you have in common with all of your neighbors.
Yeah.
They live, work, and play there for a reason. So you're the conduit to the stories of what makes those areas that maybe we wouldn't hear about so special to you. And what does that mean? That could be the school districts, the farmers markets, the affordability. It depends. That's what makes us real and truthful.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's funny, even with that being said, the videographer is from Philadelphia that comes up and does my show. A really nice guy. His name's Matt. And he was blown away by the culture of our little town. He was blown away by a little town called West Reading, which is like one block. It's like two or three blocks of a Penn Avenue that has some of the best microbrews and restaurants and places to hang out. He kept saying, oh my God, I'm going to bring my fiance up here. This is unbelievable. I never knew you guys had something like this. So that's the neat part,
Yeah, it's really cool. It gives a voice to small town USA and not just the towns, but the people in those towns.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned breweries, like, great. Somebody owns that brewery. Someone owns that bar, that restaurant. Those farmers markets, every one of those tents is some entrepreneur trying to make it and to share their story. It just brings so much life into their businesses and the things that they're passionate about.
Absolutely. So where do you see this going? Like, what's the end goal for this? Or what's the goal? What's the trajectory?
The challenge in that is that if you had asked me 5 years ago where we'd be today, this is not what I would have thought. So I can't even guess what 5 years would look like now from now. But I think, look, it's like anything. You put one foot in front of the other. You got to have a passion around what you do. I have found a real passion in the positive media side. I just think the country's ill. I think the media is leading us down the wrong path. 80-something percent of advertising dollars are pharmaceutical sales. And it's just
I agree with you.
Really going. Our information is so divisive. Politically, we can't get along. I mean, none of that makes any sense to me. You turn on the news today, there's probably a shooting that happened. Now it's kids. We can't even drink beer anymore without controversy. It's all just, I'm like, even Bud Light?
That's why I drink Tito's. I'm sorry. I just, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, and the thing about it is when I look at that, that's what inspires me every day. Is I feel like there's a real thing here, and it's niched in real estate. But what is real estate really? My parents still live in the house I was raised in. I mean, it's more than just a home. It's a neighborhood. It's the neighbors. It's the community. These are the lives that we're all living. So it's not just the real estate. It's the lifestyles around that real estate. So I take a lot of passion in that. And we work to improve things, everything from our production to editing to the hosts that we choose and the way we engage our audiences. So I think we just do that every day, put one foot in front of the other. And I think the cooler path that I'm seeing right now that maybe didn't exist years ago that I'm really excited about is, you know, look, if the city has a football team, we're probably already there.
Yeah.
But recently we just launched in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'd never been to Coeur d'Alene. I went there 2 weeks ago to launch the show, and I'm like, this is the greatest place in the world, and I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, it's cool.
So the smaller towns are really coming alive, and that really excites me. And nothing against the big cities, but when you live in the country, and you know, a place like Florida, for example, we used to be, you know, Miami and Tampa and Orlando, and that was about it. But now it's like, well, what about Destin, Tallahassee, Gainesville, Daytona Beach, Boca Raton? All those little micro markets have stories. And so I think where we're starting to see exponential growth on our side is each one of those markets creates a new potential show with new hosts and new stories. So that's what's exciting to me. It grows the viewership, it grows the engagement, it grows the impact.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's awesome. Now, do you see it getting, do you think you're going to go more towards keeps towards the social media, or are you going to get more towards the actual TV, like cable shows and things like that? I mean, you think it's going to stay with streaming, you know, because I know you're on Apple, we're on what are the other places that we're on? Roku, I think, like those places. Do you see that kind of staying that way or going social media? I mean,
that's a great question. Now we're really getting behind the curtain here. So if you wanted to find the show, in any market. It's going to be on cable on a weekend. It's going to be placed on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Roku, and some other digital networks. But look, the reality is when I say we got something like 14 million views on Facebook alone last month, that happened here.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing.
This thing is great, but it's old. It's a dying, the TV isn't a dying medium, but cable is.
Yeah.
And so I think cable gives a nice allure. People can watch it, but here I am, the CEO of a media company, and I don't have cable. I cut the cord on cable.
Good for you.
So what I think the future for us looks like is we have big things coming on the horizon in the way of digital networks. Some stuff I can't share right now, but there's going to be a release of a lot more exposure on, it'll be on TV, but digital networks.
Yeah.
I think, look, social media is a fascinating thing. In many ways, I hate it. You know, I think that there's a lot of things that are wrong with it. It has a lot of imperfections. But in the same breath, we got to stop calling it social media. It's the internet. It's where people are going for information. And so I think, you know, to your niche, to real estate,
so true. A lot
of real estate people are reluctant on the social media thing because they think it's just a fad for millennials or they don't get the importance of it. And they're wrong. And that's unfortunate. And if it wasn't for social media, when you're talking about things like real estate, Zillow would have won. You know, Zillow, 2 million people are going there today. This is an online place. It's an online forum. So social media gives the opportunity for guys like you to have a podcast like this.
Yep.
Sure, it can go on these different podcast outlets, but you can repurpose it on Facebook and LinkedIn. And
that's all what we do.
That's what's crazy about the world we live in is the ability to distribute that content in ways that didn't exist before.
Yeah, it really opens things up. It also allows other people with ideas to get their ideas out. You know, years ago, I mean, I was in the entertainment business for a while. Well, entertainment for a while, where as a singer, and you know, now when I look at singers and I look at people that write music, they can get their stuff out to the public so much easier than we could years ago. We had to get a record deal, or it was over. You know, and now you can actually get your stuff out there. So it really makes it cool. I like the way it is.
Look, it's a big deal. It's where people go for information, and the people that are fighting it, look, dinosaurs don't like to be told they're dinosaurs.
Yep.
And I would say it's a technological tidal wave.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a professional, you better learn how to surf that thing or you're going to drown.
Got that right.
It's not just about business. It's about, well, what if you want to start a GoFundMe account to help someone you know with cancer or a philanthropy that you're fond of or whatever? It's content is king, distribution is queen, and wears the pants. And social media gives you those outlets to connect with larger audiences than you. Not when I started a radio show in 2009, live to tape it on 1360 AM.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
There's a chance here for more stories to be shared and people to have a real passion to be able to grow that, grow audiences and build brand equity in whatever they're a part of.
Well, I love what you're doing. It's great. Let's just talk a little bit about your personal life before we get done here. You are married. I saw you have a beautiful wife and yeah. You have 6 children. Is that right?
Yeah. And if you met me 5 years ago, you would have known me to be single.
Holy mackerel. That's a lot in 5 years.
How do you go from 0 to 60 like that? Well, interestingly enough, I met my wife in Denver when we were launching the American Dream out there. So long distance relationship, and she was the one. And awesome. I have a 14-year-old stepdaughter. We had twin baby girls in April 2020. I'm sure everybody remembers March.
Oh yeah.
So we call them coronials.
I like that. I'm going to use that one. Coronials. I love it.
2 of them that are now 3 years old. And then we just had a baby boy 3 months ago. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Life's changed, but this is, this is what I love.
Yeah.
You know, work stuff. It's all great. You catch me on a weekend firing up my Big Green Egg and,
oh, that's awesome.
Something and watching a game and having them run around the backyard. That's about as American Dream as it gets for me.
That's exactly right, man. That's everything right there. And then real quick, I saw you kicking the crap out of some guy in a boxing ring. So I guess that's your pastime or one of your workouts that you do. You like to kickboxing?
Yeah. You know, look, I'm 43 years old. I'm not competing in anything. I find Muay Thai kickboxing to be a great outlet for working out.
Absolutely.
So I thoroughly enjoy it. It's great for me mentally, which is the most important thing. Physically, it loosens me up and it's fun. I enjoy it. There's something therapeutic about the sound of punching a bag. I don't, maybe it's a caveman thing.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. So it's,
well, good for you. Well, you're kicking butt at everything. That's the way I look at it. You're kicking butt at everything. So I really enjoyed our time here today, man. What a great chance to talk to you. I just want to say you're doing great things. I love what I'm doing with the show, with the TV show that I have here because of you. And you produce it. You do everything, or you edit it. And you have a great team. I just think it's brilliant. And I really enjoy it. And I just hope you keep going with it because I want to keep going with it. And hopefully we'll have you back on. You can tell us some other things coming up in the future.
Very cool, man. And just, a reminder to your audience. First of all, I'm not the one editing it. We have brilliant editors. But it's really not our story. It's yours. You know, Brad, you're the conduit to the stories of your community. So yeah. I encourage anybody who checks out your podcast, who is a business owner or fond of a charity or a homeowner, a potential buyer or seller. The idea here is we're not creating the stories. It's your stories. We're just producing them, reflecting them back to you. So I hope that people really get engaged with not just the show, but you, because you are the conduit to that market and you can really help a lot of people with it. So we're excited to have you be a part of it and share your guys' story.
I appreciate it, man. I really do. I really appreciate it. All right. There you have it. That was Craig Sewing from American Dream Media, American Dream TV. He is doing some amazing stuff. And I hope you check out my show, Selling Reading, of course. It'll be up around May 20th is the next show. And we'll be looking at that then. And I'll see you next Thursday at 1 p.m.